After that first event with Fight for Hope, then and I did beat the cop. Just so you know, I was a cop. I stepped in the ring and fought, and I won. And he hit like a freight train. The next year, we had a second event, and I tried to fight a fireman, and that was actually really foolish. Yeah, because he hit me so hard that I didn't remember for a couple days. It was, but currently we've raised over around $500,000 for the Ronald McDonald House and the Kids with Cancer Society, and that's because of the love of Jesus and the love of others. You know, the biggest thing with everything in my testimony is 7 years ago, before my son got cancer, or 5.5 years ago, anyways, whatever, 5.5 years ago, 6 years ago, when I said before my son got cancer, I lived actually in Westlock, and you could probably ask Benita. She doesn't, hopefully doesn't remember me, but I remember, and a lot of people remember the walk that I had. So I suffered in my life from a 16-year methamphetamine addiction in the past, and the grips that the devil had on me by my choices were catastrophic. And in that time, I have tried to take my own life in many occasions in the past, and I ruined relationships, and I really believed that there was no hope at all. And then the grace of God and God alone, I was able to find a place of recovery. Currently today, I live free from the addiction of meth, but I definitely have to give that glory to God. And the thing is, and there's a lot of hard work that comes with it. I'm part of at the People's Church in Grand Prairie. I'm part of Celebrate Recovery, which is an addictions, or it's not just for addictions. It's a biblical recovery program, which is phenomenal because we put Jesus first. In my life, you know, there was so much hopelessness. There was so much sorrow. There's no way, you know, like you say karma or coincidence. Like karma's always there when something bad to happen, right? You know, oh, I believe in karma. Yeah, but it's only when it's evil, right? You know, oh, karma will get you. Yeah, no, the universe, right? The universe, well, I'm way too small for the universe to care. So it's got to be the Lord. And the thing is, an old drug addict, what kind of good could I have ever done if yet not through Christ Jesus, if yet not through the glory of the Lord that's worked in my life, and the obedience that we have when we're called, kind of like this convoy, you know, or whatever, coming down here. I didn't want to today get into too much of the political side of it, but I want to tell you some of the Jesus stuff that I've seen. So, boom, come down here. Things don't work out with where I was staying. Me and my boy, where do we go? All of a sudden, on the street, somebody comes up and says, there's this church in West Ottawa. I'm like, what? There's West, like North, South, East, West Ottawa. Okay, so how big is Ottawa? Right? It's a pretty big place. You guys got a, you know, really neat city, I tell you. But nevertheless, so then they bring us here, me and my boy, and me and Jordan were one of the first people to be able to stay at the church here, if I'm not mistaken. It was the first night a week ago. And the whole trip, all the way down, there was so many amazing things and so much love that we've seen. But my son will contest, and I'm standing here before you to contest, that the best part of this trip so far has been being right here in the house of God. There is so much evilness outside the walls. When we come back at night, you know, when we come back at night and we got our stories that we share, a lot of people have come back pretty happy. Oh, it's such a love movement, this and that, yada, yada, yada. And I seem to come back very defeated. And I go, oh, man, that was really trying. I've been on the podium at Parliament Hill. And so then, therefore, when I walk through the streets, sometimes people that aren't really happy with anything that I've said or you know, being maskless or whatever, I've been told to vacate the city, and I've been desecrated. I've been spit on more times here than I even did when I was in my addiction. I've been assaulted verbally quite aggressively, and they don't know me. I mean, this one story I'll tell you. So this guy, he's very, very well dressed and very proper. And anyways, I don't remember what cafe it was, but you know, he told me quite vividly to make sure that I, you know, grow up and partake and go home, right? You're ruining the city. And then he went into a nice little cafe there, fancy cafe. And I thought, well, you know what? Hey, I'm double vaccinated. Hey, let me just reach in my pocket here. And I grabbed my mask, you know, and I went in and I sat at the table next to him. Boy, did he squirm. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you. Now, you know what I mean? So my thing coming here was to be able to capture some truth and to be able to make sure that I could help where Jesus called me to help. You know what I mean? Help some of the elderly to stay warm, help some of the children to find a place, bring people to the, well, I didn't know it, but bring people to this church so that we could be revived, you know, in all honesty. My son, after a bit, I needed to get him out of here, and I didn't have a way. And people can contest that we were praying on Monday night that, you know, we just, everything be God's will. And all of a sudden, some people from Grand Prairie that I know, they were here. They had brought their charter plane, and they met them with a million and a half. Is it a million and a half or two and a half, or is there only 200,000 people that were there? I don't remember. It depends on what media thing you listen to, but I can contest that it was, you know, they couldn't get through. And so for somebody to say, hey, Scotty, right? Hey, and then have a seat on the plane to fly my boy home the next morning. That's Jesus. There's no other day. I mean, you can't orchestrate that. Karma's no good, remember? The universe said we're pretty small, remember? Right? And dumb luck, well, if I ever had dumb luck, I'd be the guy that I, you know, definitely would be the poster boy for dumb luck. So, you know what I mean? Here in this church, this Sunday, right now, just this church service has just invigorated me. In the past 3 years, over on the other side of the continent, over on the other side of the planet, or whatever, Alberta, right? You know what I mean? Yellowknife and whatnot, they live in igloos. In Alberta, we live in oil pits. So, but over there in Alberta, right? We in 3 years. Now you seen the video. I absolutely, if I passed like I have, if I wasn't Canadian, my son would be dead. If I lived in the States, I wouldn't have had the insurance. Remember, guys, I was a methamphetamines addict. I was the lowest of the low in many of the community eyes. People didn't have the time of day for me. Right? Jesus did. But nevertheless, so I would not have been able to afford the treatment. If I lived in Guadalajara, Mexico, I would have been involved with the cartel. I don't think they would have had anything to do with helping anybody. I don't think there's stories about them helping. So you know what I mean? If I would have been in Somalia, if I would have been anywhere else in the world besides Canada, my sins in my life would have been held against my son, and he would not be alive. So the resurgence of my patriotism that I have held in my heart since he conducted the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra and since he got sick has been huge. And so me in the past 3 years trying to convince Albertans that, you know, we're Canadian. No, don't throw it away, guys. There's so much love in this continent. There's so much love in our country. There's so much love in humanity. In 3 years, Alberta took the Canadian flag and flipped it upside down. And in three short days, I watched that flag get flipped back over as we drove, instead of listening to the lies on the radio, we drove over here and we met our brothers and sisters. You know what? When I was staying here, I seen a bunch of gray-haired. I mean, you're all good-looking gray-haired folks, but gray-haired folks. And I thought, oh, boy, today's service is going to be pretty fun. Hey, you know, I could. And then all at once, you guys are alive. Like, the old bones were shaking and the Holy Spirit's moving. And I was just like, praise the Lord. Look at how young at heart and full of love these guys are. God, I love it. It's just invigorating. Man, we got to get some of you guys to come out to Alberta. Shake up some of those oil pits, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's got to be something in the maple syrup out here, right? You know, I would like to share with any young folks or old folks if you want to get into addiction, but I think at your age, you may be probably better off not, but for the young people, the young folks in the crowd and the young people on Zoom and the young people out there, there is hope in Jesus Christ. And there, your life is never a waste. God used all of my sorrow for his glory. And I didn't know it. And I couldn't see it. And when I finally turned my heart back to my Savior, to Lord Jesus Christ, he was there like the prodigal son. And he grabbed me and he brought me in and said, I've been waiting here the whole time, son. And I'll tell you something, all the recovery programs across the globe, and they say, oh, find a higher power. Find Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Find the salvation, and you shall be free. We can be free. We don't have to worry about a freedom convoy. We find the Jesus convoy, that train that leads directly to heaven, and there's freedom. And so if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, I urge you today to really dig deep and find inside yourself. There's been a calling. Let's say your name is Jack or Jill, and you've heard in your life, hey, Jack, hey, Jill, hey, Jill, hey, Jack. And then all of a sudden, now you've seen this love, this movement. Now it's no longer, hey, Jack. Now it's, hey, Jack,
I know you've heard me, and I know you've been listening, but now you can't deny, Jill, my little girl, come on home. That's Jesus calling you. So if you don't know the Lord today, I urge you, come and let's pray together. Let's sing together. Let's rejoice together. Let's feast together, and let's get entered into the kingdom of heaven. Let's get our ticket home. Let's get our ticket home. The most important thing we could do is love one another, second to loving the Lord thy God, with all our heart, mind, and soul. So I urge you, if you take it from an old meth addict, if you want, right? I mean, they gave me a National Philanthropist Award, and I told them, don't say that word. There's children around. I didn't know what they were talking about. I still really don't. I know that one thing, philanthropists eat with too many forks. You know what I mean? And they're way too well-dressed. Yeah, but nevertheless, so God took that sorrow, that drug addict, that hopelessness, and he turned it into an absolute beautiful picture. Like back there when you were speaking today, sir, about King David, right? The 12-year-old boy that took on Goliath. That's where we're at in our lives against the devil. But we're the Davids, the Davettes. We're there, and that God is calling us to come home. Please, folks, that's the biggest freedom movement we need to do, is to be free in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you guys for your time. Thank you for the story. Anybody out there that wanted to help me on this freedom movement, and I said, no, please, it's okay. Maybe take a look at the link on the church, because this church has opened up. And if it wasn't for being here, I would have left Ottawa. I'm sorry, but the rest of the city, I didn't quite enjoy as much as I did right here with you folks. And so this is what recharged me, revived me, renewed me. And so if online, if any of my friends at home feel led to help in any way, they've held the money with the convoy thing. So there's enough to have 20, 50 million, I don't know, whatever. Let's consider, if God leads you, to give a tithe to this here church, the West Ottawa Community Church. And it's WOCC.ca. It's really easy. WOCC.ca. You can almost rap about it, you know? Nevertheless, God bless you guys.
Father, we just praise you and thank you for Scotty. Lord God, that so many times, Lord God, we've been wandering in the dark, every one of us, Lord God. And you're the one that brings light into our darkness and brings us out, Lord God. And you said to comfort ye one another with that which you have been comforted with. And I thank you, Father, for the words that Scotty has shared. I thank you for the anointing that you have on him. I ask that you continue to lead and guide him every step of his life and way, Lord God. I believe that you're going to open up doors for him that nobody has opened before. And that, Father, that you are going to cause him to stand up as a light in the nation. Bless him, Father, and thank you, Father, for his testimony, and bless his family, Lord God. We just pray your angels be around them, Lord God, that you keep a hedge around them, and that you bless them there, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We just thank you for having Scotty here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if anyone would like to talk to Scotty after, if you haven't, you don't know Christ in your life, come up and talk to him, and he'll pray with you, even right now.